Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
This is no time to be taking your damn drugs, you hippie dropouts.
You're right, no time.
It's the perfect time.
It's the morning. Richard Reese later on, comedian Richard Reese, comedian Chris Porter in the studio tomorrow, and on Friday, Chris Porter and Bert Kreischer, both in the studio.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. And Craig Evans in the house, one of our favorite comedians we've known since he was... way before he was famous. He was just a regular dude we used to party with, and party pretty hard with, actually, back in the day. Going through a divorce, huh?
Yeah, apparently Ron White.
Ron White. Oh.
His wife has filed for divorce.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Oh, well, people might not know. We kind of knew something might be up because we're closer to the situation. But, yeah, some people might not know that, but...
Actually, I'm shocked it lasted this long.
Yeah, me too.
Well.
Boy, I hope he had a prenup.
You know here's the thing.
Because he had the cash. He's got a lot of money now.
Here's the thing.
Yeah, but he didn't. When
yeah, he did. Oh, and he met her, he had money.
Oh,
yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he
did.
He was in private plane days.
Yeah, he met her, he had money. He knew her for years, but he had money when they got together.
So maybe he did have the prenup.
I hope he did.
Because there was a time where Ron didn't have a lot of money.
No, it's we knew him, yeah.
And then he blew up.
Yeah.
Well, she says, well, first of all, they technically got married in October of 2013.
Right.
She says, though, that they had a common law marriage in Texas since 2008.
So she wants more, huh?
Yeah.
That's the key.
There may be a prenup.
And she's Alex Raimondo's sister.
That's right.
And Alex and him are buddies, man. So this is just, what a nut.
Well, they tour together still, don't they?
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure
I don't know.
I don't know. Alex has a lot of stuff on his own, too.
Yeah, they did. They did for a while.
Yeah.
So, Margot wants Ron to pay spousal support.
I can't wait to hear from Colleen on this one. Colleen might know more.
Yeah, because every time we talked to Ron, he was more into pimping his wife's music.
Than his own stuff.
Than his own stuff, right. Yeah.
So, there's
sorry about that, Ron. You'll bounce back with more ladies, I'm sure.
Yeah. Hopefully he doesn't go back to the scotch and get morose again.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, I'm pretty
Ron
sure.
Ron loves the ladies.
Ron will find somebody.
I think he's been bouncing back for a while.
Oh, you know who else doesn't like the 4th of July?
Who?
This is the email. TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com. Trash guys. Trash guys don't get the 4th of July off. So when the alarm goes off at 4 a.m. this week, this is from Dandy, next week and the following week, we also hate the holiday. Dog's awake, you're awake, you punch little kids for being up at midnight shooting off fireworks.
Dandy works in Wichita, right?
I think so.
Yeah, he does. I remember right by checkers. He's a trash guy from Wichita.
Just not a good month for us.
I love this one from our pie, the buddy, Mike. Most annoying holiday ever, even more than the Jesus ones. hang on here.
Oh, that probably annoys pilots,
suck
too.
It, Jesus.
Oh, right. Jeez. Looking forward to my Calgary layover that day. Yeah, Mike will be in Canada.
Oh, I love a good Calgary layover.
No, exactly.
That sounds nice.
We're not American.
That does sound like one of the unspeakable sex acts, doesn't
it? It does.
Some rodeo kind of activity. A stampede. Everybody loves a sexual
stampede.
Well, Todd,
look at the bright side. A week from now will be July 5th. A week from today will be July 5th. It'll all be over.
No,
it won't. No. I'm joking, by the way. This town lights up fireworks all the month of July.
I don't have the problem with fireworks that other people do.
Well, that doesn't make it right.
No, I'm just saying. Okay. I don't care as much as others.
Does it bother your dogs?
Oh, yeah. But less so this year somehow.
Really?
Yeah.
They must be getting acclimated.
Maybe. I mean, after I don't know how old the damn dog is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe
10 years or so.
You sit down, maybe he's finally appreciating freedom.
Yeah.
And he knows what freedom sounds like.
Dogs don't have freedom.
He wants freedom.
Our dogs have no freedom. We own their damn ass.
They don't have a concept of that, though.
They don't, exactly.
They're just happy to be here.
Mm-hmm.
They're just grateful.
We are celebrating Rose Month this month.
The flower?
I can only assume.
The end of the month, too, so good thing.
Yeah.
Well, we are nearing the end of the month.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, we are.
Was that a chair or did somebody's bowels
that
just
was
move?
Correct.
That was a chair.
That was a chair.
Say, you should get that checked.
Mm-hmm.
The chair?
If it's just the chair, you're fine.
Yeah. Venezuela having issues this morning. They think they may have they are on high alert for a possible coup attempt, but only because a police helicopter opened fire on an interior ministry building and dropped at least 4 grenades on the Supreme Court.
Now, that could be interpreted a lot of different ways. I mean, gunfire and grenades don't necessarily mean
a coup. We shouldn't laugh.
I don't study a lot. I never studied Venezuela a lot. But has it always been like a third world country, Banana Republic?
Except they got money. Except they got money, though.
Well, less so now.
Less so now.
There was Chavez, and then Maduro took over. He wanted to be Chavez 2.
Right.
And they hate him.
Yeah, they did have money, but
people in general want freedom.
The general population didn't share in that money.
No, they didn't.
Right.
Not at all.
Right. The president there, Maduro, says that if there's anyone willing to carry out a coup there in Venezuela, they would be doing so at the urging of Washington, because Washington wants to take control of Venezuela's oil reserves.
Well, we do.
Yes.
Our Washington. Okay.
That's what their president is saying.
All right.
What a liar. I can have a liar for a president.
Oh, we do.
Well, if you don't care, you don't care.
We don't care, apparently.
I guess not.
And we don't care.
And
I care, but most people don't.
Is that president of Venezuela legitimately elected?
He was elected.
Yeah.
If I remember. Yeah, he was elected. Yeah.
Russia might have helped.
Probably.
No. He doesn't. They don't need Russian help.
No, they don't.
To get somebody elected in Venezuela.
They can do it themselves. That's right.
They got plenty.
They can mesh the voting machines themselves.
They can.
About that, right?
Yeah.
They can handle the corruption inside themselves.
Yeah, that's true.
They're self-corrupt.
Right.
They don't need outside help.
Yeah. Great news for Nebraska. Nebraska beef taking center stage in China. U.S. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue and U.S. Ambassador to China Terry Branstad will join Chinese government officials Friday in Beijing, where they will mark the return of U.S. beef to China after a 13-year ban.
How come?
The officials will cut into prime rib shipped by the Omaha-based Greater Omaha Packing during the ceremony.
Yeah, great, we need to plug this more.
This is the first U.S. shipment of beef.
Yeah, remember your steaks.
To China.
Anybody
following the end of the ban.
If you travel from this country, from this city, that's the you get the beef, right? You get the steaks. I like the steaks.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, great. I'll have a conversation with you now.
border wall with Mexico.
Are they building that thing?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're going to start that in September.
Yeah. Where's the money coming from?
They're laying the designs out right now.
Yeah,
they are going to select up to...
Mexico's going to pay for that, right?
Eventually.
Another lie.
Eventually.
Oh.
No, it's not a lie yet.
Well, they're not going to. Vicente Fox.
Nah.
Fox still puts out videos.
They just don't know they're going to.
Oh, that's right. They don't know.
They don't know they're going to.
And they won't miss any
of their money. And Fox is an ex-president. What the hell does he know?
He has a zillion dollars.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And
by the way, the new president hates Trump, too, of Mexico.
Yeah.
All right.
So they are planning to select up to 8 firms in the next few weeks to build prototypes for the wall in San Diego. Congress has approved $20 million for the initial phase of the project. The 2018 budget that was submitted by President Trump includes $1.6 billion for actual construction.
Okay, so they can build
the budget.
About,
all right.
8 feet of the wall.
And I'm Ron Burgundy. Go f*** yourself, San Diego.
More than 200 companies submitted bids to work on the wall.
That's right, because
That's the most important thing right now in this country.
Citing no source, the president has declared Mexico the second most dangerous country.
Oh, they hate him.
Right after Syria.
Yeah.
But, of course, he has no source.
Of course he doesn't.
Well, the source is his ass.
His big ass.
Here's another something I pulled out of my ass.
And people believe it,
Let
too.
Let me put it on Twitter.
That's funny they believe it.
Why wouldn't you?
No, it's sad they believe it.
It is.
Why wouldn't you? The president says it. What's wrong with that?
Well, it's usually a lie. See, the New York Times put out of everything he's lied about.
Yeah.
And they're going to keep it running.
Oh, but they've made mistakes, too, so you can't trust them.
Yeah, well, they're not running the country.
They've had to retract some stuff before, so you can't trust anything they've ever said.
No, that's true. Except the lies. All the stuff he wrote, all the stuff he lied was all, you can look it up.
I forgot
that doesn't matter.
He said it out loud in front
of
people.
That doesn't matter. It's other people.
That's true.
That have to be held to the standard.
And you don't even read Facebook, Craig. I'm surprised you know that.
It's other people that have to be held to a standard.
Right. That's true. Not the president.
Right.
Right.
He's the standard bearer, and whatever he says, that's the way it just is.
I'm glad you're as disgusted by this as me.
Oh. For instance, the damn New York Times.
I hate them.
Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin suing the New York Times.
I didn't click on this story because I really don't care about her or anything about her. Yeah. But what was it about?
Does she have a case?
She's suing the New York Times for defamation over an editorial connecting her political action committee to the 2011 mass shooting that wounded Arizona Democrat Gabby Giffords. The lawsuit was filed in Manhattan Tuesday, an editorial the day after the shooting of Representative Steve Scalise accused Palin of political incitement ahead of the old 2011 shooting. That shooting left Giffords with a severe head injury and six people dead. The paper later issued a correction and an apology on Twitter. The suit alleges the Times defamed Palin by publishing a statement that it knew to be false, even though they eventually said, oh, sorry about that. So, before the retraction, she says that they meant to defame her.
She need money?
Well, everybody does.
I know, that's true. Yeah. That's a good question.
Probably not, but we all need more. Right.
Yeah, everybody does. Right. Jeez. Not an issue.
I miss Sarah Palin.
Do you?
No. Although we thought that was the craziest thing we could ever do, and apparently it wasn't. Really? We did when she was a vice presidential candidate, I thought this is the craziest thing we're ever going to do, and then apparently it wasn't. Really?
See, what do you know about politics?
Nothing. Apparently, I can't. Yeah, I don't know how to pick them. That's for sure.
Nope. You don't.
Yeah. I thought that was a crazy. You guys agreed, too. That was the craziest thing. Oh, my God. She's going to be a heartbeat away from running the world. And then she.
Yeah, but you still act surprised when certain things happen. And
I do.
I'm done being surprised.
Well, I am. I think you're winning me over there, Todd. Because I see Facebook. I have to go home to Pennsylvania in about a month. And I'm afraid of that trip. Although I want to be there, I don't want to deal with the certain relatives, because I won't talk about it, but I got a feeling they might bring it up, because I'll just hear it. Because it doesn't matter what he does, he's still the king.
Well, yeah, they're smug about their rightness and laughing at everyone else who is just completely off the rails. Yeah,
they haven't left my hometown either.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the upside of it all.
And I guess there's not.
It's because, well,
maybe it galvanized smart people.
That and.
But even then, we're not enough of us.
I think it's good that more people are getting involved in politics.
That's true. When people see their rights taken away, they're starting to stand up a little more. That, if you want to see any silver lining, it could be that, Todd. But even then, once again, we double speak, because right away I'll go, oh, we're doomed. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I know.
And once again, if I didn't have kids, I could care. Whatever. But they have a future.
Yeah, you'd like to.
Yeah, but you know.
You'd like to.
The right was all about the sky is falling when Obama was.
Oh, no, no. I read something good the other day. I did read something the other day.
Todd. And the sky's
not falling. I was going to tell you about that. You're right. Because although people want to be president for life, we don't have that kind of country.
Yeah.
And when he's gone, he's gone.
But who knows what we're going to get next. But
come on.
I don't.
I shouldn't say that. I thought we couldn't get worse. But I think we can't get worse.
But I don't think the sky's falling.
All right.
Everything's going to be all right.
Rockabye.
It is.
Now you guys are. Who are you trying to convince, man? But let's move on.
Everything's going to be okay.
Show me a boob or something. Not yours.
Oh. Damn it.
Put that away. Right?
He had his shirt pulled down as I was saying it. It was so weird. He wears a muscle shirt here. He wears a muscle shirt in the studio.
Sometimes.
And he just pulls it down real quick to show it to me. And I said, and he went, damn it. And he put it back. Well, what a visual, huh? If you actually had a muscle shirt and you pulled it out as I was saying that. There you go. Oh, damn. Not mine.
Yeah, we've always said he wears hoodies in the studio, but we mean muscle shirts.
Yeah. With a hoodie on it. There's a hoodie on it.
In that
he
case,
cuts
it's
a
just
sweatshirt.
A hood.
He cuts a sweatshirt in the muscle shirts with a hoodie on. It's a weird look, but it's his. It's his look.
Well, he crop tops them.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, so, all that, too. The belly's
so
hanging out.
So you can just lift them up.
Yeah, and they're mesh, too. So like, I can see the nipple through the mesh.
And he flashes.
So you don't need to actually pull it away.
A mesh hoodie. Some people might think that those two don't go together.
If you haven't seen Craig in one, they go together.
I think a better look on you would be the crop top hoodie with like mesh underneath.
Oh, okay.
Like a mesh bra.
Yeah. I can see that. Maybe lace.
He's braless, though. I like that better about him. It's easier access.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
yeah.
There's not much to a mesh bra.
Yeah.
I like a little left of the imagination.
This is a better conversation than Trump. Show us your boobs. Which
really low bar.
A low bar. It is a low bar. It is a low bar.
Jeez. All right. Well, apparently you shouldn't put on the pounds at vacation
because
you don't lose it.
Well, that's what vacation is for.
Yeah. Nah, apparently not. A study out of University of Georgia.
Didn't they say, I've heard this and I haven't done it yet, but don't they say that, I started doing my North Dakota accent there. Don't they say that cruise ships put on, that's when you put the weight?
I can see that.
I've heard that because there's so much food and so much booze and you just sit.
Yeah.
And they,
I would
they,
do
and
that.
They feed you a lot in cruise ships. I'd heard that was the one you put on weight for sure.
Right, that's
that
all
vacation, a week on
package.
A cruise ship, sitting in the pool. Just,
I could see sitting at the buffet.
Oh, in a heartbeat.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but that's like Puss says.
Have another drink.
That's what vacations are for.
Well, they say the average American gains about 3/4 of a pound, so not much on vacation.
But they can't lose it.
3/4 of a pound.
When participants were weighed 6 weeks after the study, that 3/4 of a pound did not go away.
That's right.
They call it creeping obesity.
You got to take into account there's.
But here's the deal with that. If you're going to eat all week, and all I got to do is, and they're going to say I'm a 3/4 of a pound heavier, I'll pay that price.
Okay, but that's an average. There's a lot of people who do active vacations and probably lose a couple of pounds. So,
well, they might stay even. They still eat and drink. But if they still eat and drink, but they all might exercise, you're still not losing weight.
Well, they call this particular phenomenon the creeping obesity.
That's
it's described as gaining a few pounds each year that you think you're going to lose.
Yeah, that's true. That would be. I can see
and
that happening.
And you don't.
Yeah. That, I can
so
see that.
Little by little, pound, you know, few pounds here, few pounds there.
I can see that
then
easily.
Then you're a fat ass.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
You don't see it coming.
No, I can see that. I can see that because you can be like 200 pounds. I don't know what size you are, but let's say you're 200 pounds. And you think you gotta lose weight. And then a year later, you're 210. But then you do lose a couple pounds. You're 208. Okay, I lost some weight. But you're not 200 pounds anymore. And then next year, you're 216, 218.
Yes.
You lose a little weight. Hey, I'm 215. Well, I did weigh 200. I can,
right.
That can happen to anybody.
Yes.
Yeah, anybody.
Tyler's been tracking my weight for the last few years.
Evidently.
He's weighing the mailman. Love that joke. Ass puss.
What they need to lose that weight is a nice traumatic injury.
Yeah.
That'll take it down real quick. And then...
then you put it back on.
Yeah,
because you can't move
on.
To it. Yeah.
The same thing happened to you?
No. Well, partially, yes, except for the putting it back on part.
You said pudding. Craig, yesterday, remembered it was a year anniversary, he found out he had cancer.
And approximately.
And he kicked its ass.
No, I didn't.
And took its
What I did was allow the doctors to.
But you beat opium abuse.
Not opium.
Yes, right. You haven't beaten that yet.
No, I haven't.
Which reminds me, I got to buy something. I'll talk to you off during the break.
Oh, when I saw the last episode of Silicon Valley.
This is no time to be taking your damn drugs, you hippie dropouts.
What's that? TJ Miller's character is sucking on some
smoking
opium.
Smoking some opium, yeah. Man. Yeah. Oh, we did that once.
Yeah.
You, me, and Craig.
Yeah.
With that comedian years ago.
Yeah, we did.
The appropriately named comedian.
That was, what was his name?
Buzz.
Oh, yes. That was crazy, man.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was.
Shouldn't drive after.
Or ride.
You've imbibed in opium.
I was riding. I shouldn't have ridden.
You should just lay down in the den and sleep it off.
That was crazy. All right.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.